Kroger Tenderay Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, we wish it were possible to point to a certain date on the calendar and say, that's the day fresh and tender Kroger Tenderay Beef will be back again. But of course we can't. And here's the reason we can't promise the exact date when fresh-tasting and delicious Kroger Tenderay Beef will return to your Kroger store and to your dinner table. It's impossible right now to say just when there'll be a plentiful supply of the top grades of grain-fattened cattle that are used for Kroger Tenderay Beef. Now, you can get that superb tenderness in Kroger Tenderay Beef because only the very top grades of grain-fattened cattle are made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tenderay method. And that wonderful freshness is yours because through Kroger's own Tenderay method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of rich natural juices. So there you have the reasons why no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Soon we hope you'll be able to buy all you want of famous Kroger Tenderay beef. However, until that happy day arrives, here's something you'll want to remember. Your neighborhood Kroger store will always provide you with beef whenever any is available. And it will be the very best beef that is available. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Professor Rogers has made arrangements for Freddie Lang to study piano at Rossville University as a special student. But Freddie wants no part of it. He gives no reason for refusing the offer, and afraid to force Freddie to take it, Penny is talking to Suzanne about it.
Suzanne, I don't understand it. Why would Freddie turn down a chance to study piano when it's such a grand opportunity?
Well, perhaps because he feels he's being given the opportunity as a favor to the professor or to you, Penny. And he does not care to accept anything for himself that is offered to him as a favor to others.
Yeah, it's been my feeling, too. But I just couldn't believe that that was the reason. No, Suzanne, I have a vague suspicion that Freddie refused to take the course for a far deeper, more serious, a more mysterious reason than we can even guess.
But what?
That's the trouble. I don't know. I can't even imagine what it is. There's so much about Freddie that isn't on the surface, so many emotions all mixed up inside of him. So much strange reasoning in that head of his that, well, frankly, I think he's the most complicated person I've ever known.
Yes, he certainly is a puzzle.
Yeah, with several of the pieces missing, too. Suzanne?
Yes?
Do you smell smoke?
Yes, Penny, I do.
It's coming from the kitchen. Look, under the kitchen door.
Oh, good gracious, I was boiling dish towels. I'd completely forgotten.
Come on, this may be serious.
No, Suzanne, you better stay there.
No, I'll go in the kitchen with you. Be careful,
I
Penny.
I will now. Better take a deep breath before we go in, eh?
Yes, I will.
All right, here we go.
All right. Oh, Suzanne, look at the flames on the stove.
Penny, get back. I'll run next door for help.
No, it's not that serious yet, Suzanne. But just get to the burner and turn it off quickly enough. There. Done. Better get me a wet rag, a big one.
Yes, all right.
Suzanne, hurry. Soak the cloth. I can't pour water on the flame. It's burning grease.
Here's the cloth, Penny.
All right, now stand back. The grease may splatter a little bit.
Penny, be careful.
It's all right. Here goes. Rag should smother the fire in a hurry. Now, here it goes. Oh. There.
Penny, it's off.
Yeah, I think it is.
I'll open a window. The smoke in here is terrible.
All right, I think I'd better open the door.
Now, I have the window open. Oh, I've never breathed so much smoke in my life.
Oh, I don't think I have either. Oh, the door's open. The smoke will clear out in no time. Come on, let's go out in the other room where we can breathe some fresh air.
Yes, I think we'd better.
Glad that's over, aren't you?
Yes. Oh, my heart is beating so fast. I'm not used to such excitement.
No, I haven't had much experience as a fireman myself. Suzanne, what time is it?
Oh, it's just a few minutes after 2 o'clock.
Oh, you better clean up the mess in that kitchen. I have to be in town by 2:30.
Oh, Penny, I'll clean the kitchen.
No, I'll help. You'll have enough to do with dinner tonight. In addition to Pat and Freddie, you'll have Jed to feed, too.
Oh, yes, that's right. You know, Penny, I'm glad Freddie was not here when the stove caught fire.
Why?
Oh, he's so strange. You know what he would probably have thought? He would have thought we were blaming the fire on him and accusing him of trying to burn down the house.
Yeah, I guess he would have that. I guess we shouldn't laugh at it, Suzanne. Seriously, that's just what he would have thought. And someday that persecution complex of his is going to lead to trouble.
Freddie! Freddie!
Yeah, boss?
Yeah, what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, Mr. Billings?
That's better. Come in, Freddie.
Yeah, sure.
It's 5:30, about closing time. But I'd like you to do a little overtime for me, son.
Oh, of course. Sure, Mr. Billings.
Good. Here's an envelope. It's $300 in cash.
Like to get my mitts on that.
You're going to get your mitts on it, Freddie. I want you to take it over to Carson Village for me.
Carson Village? Where's that?
10 miles from here on Route 10.
Oh. Well, how do I get up there? On the shoe leather special?
Oh, no, son, no. You can drive my truck.
Oh, but Johnny Keats got the truck down at the garage, Mr. Billings. It's busted.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh.
Now, that's bad. I promised Mr. Jackson I'd get him this cash before 7.
Hey, I tell you what, Mr. B.
Yeah?
Gypsy's got a car. Now, if she'd let me take it for a while, I could get the dough up to this guy Jackson in 30 minutes.
That's a good idea, son. You run on over to Penny's house, and I'll call her and tell her I want you to use her car.
Okay, that's well. Well,
no,
I'll see
oh,
you in
Freddie,
a couple...
wait.
Huh?
You forgot something. The money.
Oh, yeah. Get me for getting $300. Gee. Give me the dough, huh?
Here you are. I'll take good care of it.
Don't worry, Mr. B. I'll take good care of $300 any day. Because $300 could sure take good care of me.
Oh, Suzanne, please try to cheer up. Penny, I'll be all right. It was just a lonely afternoon with no one in the house. Well, I'm back now.
Matter of fact, Jed and Pat and Freddie will be here all evening.
Yes, indeedy, we're going to have a good time. Yes, I know. Oh, Penny, I don't know what's the matter with me, but I'm so nervous and worried.
Oh, darling, don't be.
I can't help myself. Oh, must be Freddie for the car. Just a minute, Suzanne.
Hi, Gibbsy. You got your car ready with the motor running, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's good, because I got to run an errand. A $300 errand at that. Mr. B, call you up?
Yes, Freddie.
Good.
Come on in. I'll get the car keys for you.
Okay, but don't rush, Gibbs. I got lots of time.
All right.
Hi, Miss Gibbs.
Hello, Freddie. How is your new job?
Well, how would any job be with a guy like me working on it, huh? It's great, but great with a capital G.
Oh, Freddie, you're wonderful.
Yeah, Gibbsy, what I do, huh? What
you
I do.
You made Suzanne laugh for the first time in hours. I think you're good for
her. Oh.
Oh, here are the car keys.
Oh, thanks, Gibbsy. Hey, what's the matter, Mrs. G? Ain't you in the pink today?
Oh, just a little tired.
Oh, gee, you just got to relax, Mrs. G. Look, grab yourself a little shut-eye and you'll be great.
Well, I tried a nap this afternoon, but I was too upset to sleep.
Yeah? Gee. Oh, excuse me a minute, will you, Mrs. G?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Gibbsy, come over here, will you?
Yeah.
Hey, look, what this dame needs is something to calm her down. Why, she's jumping in a jumping jack with a pop-happy spring. Now, maybe a little music.
Well, then why don't you play something?
Oh, but my playing will make her jumpier than ever, Gibbsy. But if you'd warble a couple of bars of some nice sloppy song, maybe.
All right. We'll try it, Freddie.
Good.
Suzanne?
Yes?
Freddie and I are going to give you a concert. Anything special you'd like to hear?
Concert? Oh,
yep.
How nice. No, Penny, just sing anything you wish.
Well, I think you'll go for this one, Mrs. G. And it's just right for those pipes of yours, too, Gibbsy. You all set?
Yep, all set.
Okay. Well, here you go.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, I just do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why, you just do. You never seem to want my romancing. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do.
That was great, Gibbsy. Hey, Mrs. Gibbs, what'd that do for you, huh?
Just what you said it'd do, Freddie.
What's that?
She's fast asleep.
Oh, that's good. Well, I guess I better get out of here and deliver this dope for Mr. B, huh? I'll see you tonight at dinner.
Oh, Jed, stop pacing the floor. Look, I know that Freddie's been gone 2 hours, but maybe he had engine trouble.
There's a phone between here and Carson Village, isn't there? He could have called. And he never got to Carson Village with that money either. I called Jackson, and he hasn't so much as even heard from Freddie.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it, darling. He'll...
Oh, maybe this is Freddie calling now. I'll get it.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Billings. This is Freddie Lang.
Well, what's the matter, son? Does it always take you 2 hours to go 10 miles?
Nope. I ain't even gone that 10 miles yet, Mr. Billings. I'm at a roadhouse just outside of the town.
Why? What's the matter? Why didn't you call before this?
Because I've been sitting in Gibbsy's car trying to figure out what to do.
Well, I told you what to do. Take that $300 to Mr. Jackson in Carson Village.
I sure wish I could do that, Mr. B. But I can't.
Why not?
Just outside of town, I got held up. And the guy swiped that $300. Every penny of it.
So, Freddie has been held up, or is he lying? How will this affect Freddie's suspended sentence? And whether it's a lie or not, what effect will the robbery have on Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Yes, it's quite true that in the near future, Kroger Tender Ray beef is expected to be plentiful once more. And we hope it's very soon. But until that time, when you can again get famous Kroger Tender Ray beef, here's something to keep in mind. Kroger will always provide you with beef whenever any is available. And it will always be the best that is available. Don't forget either that your Kroger store offers you a wide selection of fine meats, seafoods with an ocean-fresh flavor, and plump country-tasting poultry, all priced for real thrift. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.